by doing everything in his power to block urgently needed relief for Wisconsin families, Senator Ron Johnson has earned the title of the number one opponent of middle class and working class relief. Over and over, Ron Johnson tried to block urgently needed support, most recently with his desperate gimmick to delay the vote on checks that his own constituents desperately needed. Ron Johnson's gambit to block relief failed, and Wisconsin families succeeded. Thanks to Democratic leadership in the Senate, including our own Senator Tammy Baldwin, who joined all the Democrats in the Senate to vote yes, we'll be able to deliver critical funding for vaccine distribution, unemployment benefits, $1,400 survival checks for American families. We'll be able to cut child poverty in half in our country and get on the path towards ending this pandemic and building back better. Ron Johnson and every single Wisconsin Republican voted against the relief. Ron Johnson and the Wisconsin Republicans in the House rejected $5 billion for state and local fiscal relief for government in Wisconsin. Ron Johnson and Wisconsin Republicans rejected over $7 billion in direct assistance for Wisconsin families. That's direct cash assistance for nearly 3 million households in the Badger State. Ron Johnson and Wisconsin Republicans opposed over $300 million in emergency rental assistance that would allow Wisconsin families to stay in their homes. And with Ron Johnson and Wisconsin Republicans voted against expanding the child tax credit to support over 1 million children in Wisconsin under 18. That's 92% of all the children in Wisconsin. Ron Johnson and House Republicans Brian Stile, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, Tom Tiffany, and Mike Gallagher rejected relief and sent a clear message to their voters that Wisconsin's Republican delegation is in DC only to serve the interests of the wealthy and large corporations, not our families and our recovery.